Despite ISIS fall and coronavirus, first week of Ramadan deadlier than 2019. By Edwin Mora on May 5, 2020. Islamic terrorists, mainly the Taliban, were responsible for 185 fatalities and 188 injuries during the first week of Ramadan, a time when extremists believe martyrdom and jihad are exceptionally rewarded in paradise, a Breitbart News tally revealed. That means, on average, terrorists killed about 26 people each day during the first full 7 days of the holiest week for Muslims, April 24 to 30. During that same period, there were 60 terrorist attacks that took place in 13 countries, resulting in a total of 373 casualties, including fatalities and injuries. That translates to over 50 casualties each day during the holiest month for Islam adherents. As it has done in the last 3 years, Breitbart News will provide regular updates on the carnage during Ramadan, which began at sunset on April 23 in most countries and will last through sundown on May 23. The first full day of fasting fell on April 24, the first day Breitbart News began its count. While several countries and regions have put their citizens on some form of lockdown, including Kabul, the coronavirus pandemic plaguing the globe has not slowed the war in Afghanistan. So far, the deadliest group during the ongoing month of Ramadan is the Afghan Taliban, responsible for 130 deaths, or nearly 70% of all fatalities during the first week. Afghan Taliban jihadis are also behind over 75%, 144, of all injuries. As a result of the Taliban's relentless attacks, Afghanistan is so far the deadliest country of the holy month, home to 40, or about two-thirds, of all 60 documented assaults during the first week of Ramadan. The Taliban rejected a U.S.-backed Ramadan truce offered by Afghanistan, reportedly saying a ceasefire is not rational as they ramp up attacks on the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, ANSF, and civilians. At the end of February, the United States and the Taliban narco-jihadis signed an agreement calling for the conditions-based withdrawal of American and foreign military forces. Even as the Taliban ramps up attacks, the first phase of the withdrawal of foreign forces is already underway, a U.S. reconstruction watchdog noted last week. America is reportedly working on bringing the number of American troops in the war and pandemic-ravaged country to well below 10,000. American troops invaded Afghanistan in October 2001. Despite the demise of its so-called caliphate in March 2019, the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, and its affiliates continue to wreak havoc, responsible for 36 deaths and 5 injuries during the first days of Ramadan, primarily in Iraq. The terrorist activities of Daesh, Islamic State, have increased during Ramadan, Muslims' holy month. Nihad Muhammad, a spokesperson for the police in Iraq's Diyala province, declared. The jihadi group continues to operate outside the Middle East. On April 27, an ISIS-linked man in France rammed his car into two police motorcyclists, seriously injuring them. There was also one ISIS-linked attack each in Egypt, the Philippines, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Although to a much lesser extent, other jihadi groups have also been carrying out attacks during Ramadan, including Boko Haram in Nigeria, the Iran-allied Shiite Houthis in Yemen, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS. Even with the fall of the ISIS caliphate in 2019, the first week of Ramadan this year is deadlier than in 2019. Jihadists killed at least 165 people and injured another 145 in the first week of that year. Jihadist groups and other Islamists are known to urge their members and supporters to engage in jihad on Ramadan, believing that martyrs will get extra rewards in paradise. Despite these attempts, the vast majority of Muslims solely abide by Ramadan's fasting tradition, abstaining from eating, drinking, smoking, having sex, and other physical needs each day, starting from before the break of dawn until sunset. Breitbart News primarily gleans its tally from the Religion of Peace website in coordination with news and government reports. Given that news outlets and governments fail to report many of the terrorist attacks in real time, the casualty total for the first week is subject to change. Government officials may also update some of the casualty totals as some of the injured victims succumb to their injuries. All the terrorist attacks so far during Ramadan 2020, as documented by Breitbart News, include April 24, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 13 local policemen and takes 8 other prisoners in the village of Layman in Alaina City. April 24, Gore, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 civilian in the village of Tega-e-Timur in Firoz Co. April 24, Diyala, Iraq, Islamic State. ISIS/ISIL kills at least 2 members of the pro-government Sunni militia forces Al-Hashd al-Shairi. April 24, Borno, Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram jihadists kill 5, including 3 policemen, and wound several others in the state capital of Maiduguri. April 24, Faryab/Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 civilians in northern Faryab province, 1 other in eastern Ghazni, wounds a total of 25 others, including women and children. April 24, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS kills official in charge of fuel and his nephew in Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria. April 25, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban mortar kills a woman, wounds a child in the village of Kamangiolia in Qadi's district. April 25, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 pro-government militia members and wounds 4 others in the Hyderabad village of Faizabad district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills a 70-year-old man in the village of Sufiala located in the Kaisar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban improvised explosive device, or IED, kills a child and injures an adult civilian in Almar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 and wounds 10 civilians, including women and children, in Koi village of Kaisar district. April 25, Uruzgan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 policemen and wounds 3 others. April 25, Dali, Yemen, Iran-backed Houthi rebels kill 5 pro-government forces, wound 11 others in the Al-Hosha district. April 25, North Waziristan, Pakistan, unknown jihadis kill 2 soldiers who reportedly embraced martyrdom, wound 5 in Kashura and Das Ali. April 25, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7 members of the Afghan National Defense Security Forces, ANSF, and kidnaps 4 others in Barak-e-Barak district. The ANSF includes police and army units. April 26, Parwan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills police officer in the Matak area of Charikar district. April 26, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 police officers, wounds another in the village of Kayseri-Nazar in Pashtun Sargon district. April 26, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 soldier and is linked to killing 1 civilian and wounding 3 others in Shirin Tagab district. April 26, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 5 police officers and takes 4 other prisoners in Barak-e-Barak district. April 26, Uruzgan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 police officers, wounds 2 in the Nakhon area of Tarinkot. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab kills 4 and wounds 3 in the Helene base that houses American and European troops. April 26, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7, wounds 3 government-backed militiamen in Khwaja Bahauddin district. April 26, North Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, fighters from the ISIS-linked Armed Democratic Force, ADF, kill 6, including 1 woman, in the town of Malambo. April 26, Al-Anbar, Iraq, ISIS kills Wali district councilman, kidnaps his son, wounds 2 other family members. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Shabaab assassinates a businessman. April 27, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS wound 2 policemen. April 27, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 soldiers, wounds 3 in Mingajik district. April 27, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban Red Unit kills 4 pro-government militia members, wounds 2 others in Lalagasar village of Yangi'ala district. April 27, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban marksman kills two police officers and wounds another as they were bringing water from a well in the village of Mirza Ali in Qadi's district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers, wounds another in Sachinara area of Chardar district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one police officer, wounds another in the Aqi Bay village of Imam Sahib district. April 27, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban jihadis on motorcycle kill one member of the primary intelligence agency in Afghanistan, the National Security Directorate, NDS, in Golran district. April 27, Paktia, Afghanistan. Taliban kills four police officers in Gardez city. April 27, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban abducts and kills three civilians in Maimana city. April 27, Colombe, France, ISIS-linked man rammed his car into two police motorcyclists, seriously injuring them. April 28, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one soldier, wounds another in the village of Nurzaya in Kashki Kone district. April 28, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS suicide attack wounds three security forces. April 29, Central District, Israel. Palestinian teen stabs 62-year-old Israeli woman in the town of Kfar Sapa in what authorities described as a terror attack. April 29, South Cotabato, Philippines. Jihadis from the ISIS-linked Ansar al-Khalifa kill two police officers in an outskirt village in Polomolok. April 29, Kabul, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three civilians and wounds 15 others in the Rishkor area of Charisiab district. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three soldiers, wounds another, and kidnaps an additional soldier in the Zakhli Kadim area of Kunduz city. April 29, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers, wounds another in Karwar district. April 29, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one pro-government militiaman, wounds another in the village of Khoristan in Mokhtar district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two police officers in the Hadbaxi area of Khan Charba district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one soldier, one civilian woman, wounds 15 civilians, one soldier in Shirin Tagab district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers in the village of Qayajir in Kashki Robat Sangi district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers in the village of Charig in Gorian district. April 29, Samangan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills nine pro-government militiamen and wounds nine others. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills four police officers and wounds three others in the Aqi Bay and Na'abad villages of Imam Sahib district. April 29, Badakhshan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three police officers, one pro-government militiaman, two members of territorial army, and wounds eight others. April 30, Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban roadside bomb kills two men, two women, one child in the Nizar Khan area of Andar district. April 30, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills three police officers, wounds seven on the highway connecting Khan Abad district to Kunduz city. April 30, Takhar, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills five pro-government militiamen, wounds five others in the Lalagasar village of Yangi'ala district. April 30, Sinai, Egypt, an ISIS improvised explosive device, IED, kills up to 10 soldiers near the southern city of Bir al-Abad. April 30, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS snipers wound two policemen. April 30, Dhaka, Bangladesh, unknown terrorists target House of Islamist Jamaati Islami leader, killing a child and wounding 11. April 30, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban I kills the head of the intelligence office of Nawa district and his bodyguard. April 30, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS-I strikes a bus carrying Syrian soldiers, killing six Syrian soldiers. April 30, Aleppo, Syria, Al-Qaeda linked Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, kills a civilian, injures five others. April 30, Idlib, Syria, HTS kills the Kurdish civilian.